Governor Andrew Cuomo calls universal pre-kindergarten one of his big priorities. Last year, state lawmakers approved a large grant program to increase full-day pre-K, $340 million a year for 5 years. That grant just got approved for its second round, but as Salveh Wastvedt reports in the first of a two-part series, the first year of this program has brought mixed results.
Angela Ray's two kids had school vacation today, so they have lots of energy when they show up at a family friend's for dinner. They help get dinner on the table. Four-year-old Kiara pours the water. Her big sister Ariana keeps a close eye on her. On a regular day, Kiara goes to preschool at St. James, a private school near Binghamton. Her sister is in kindergarten, but she went to St. James for preschool too. Two kids in private preschool. That's a lot of money for their mom, a single mom, to pay out.
The tuition is like $287 a month.
There is such a thing as free preschool. In New York, many public schools run free programs with state money. Much of that money is from the so-called universal pre-K push. But despite the name, free preschool is far from universal. In fact, whether you can get it completely depends on which school district you live in. And full-day programs are even more rare. Ray lives in the Maine Endwell School District. The district has a half-day preschool, but that doesn't help her because she works.
So I had to decide either to do the half-day and either transport them to another facility or find a full-day program.
That dilemma is part of the reason New York launched a new grant last year for districts to expand full-day options. It's a multi-year competitive grant. Last year, 62 districts in upstate won funds, but those winners are pretty unevenly distributed around the state. A lot of them are down near New York City. The southern tier had 4 awards, and the North Country had just 1. John Sipple directs the Center for Rural Schools at Cornell University.
And I think if we look at the list of districts, they tend towards the larger districts and certainly more urbanized districts. Not necessarily wealthy communities. I'm not saying that at all.
Sipple says with a grant like this, big school districts are more likely to apply in the first place. It's not so much about a district's wealth, it's the staff to fill out all that paperwork.
When a grant opportunity comes in, the superintendent has multiple functions in that district, often is the high school principal as well, athletic director and so forth. And so whose office does it go to fill out that grant? Well, it's the superintendent's office or it's the principal's office, and sometimes they're one and the same.
Sometimes small districts don't have enough resources to operate a full-day program either. That's what happened in Angela Ray's district, Maine Endwell.
At this time, we don't have the space to go full-day.
Greg Asfori directs their pre-K program. He's also the assistant elementary principal. He says the preschool doesn't have enough classrooms to go full-day. Not that he doesn't have a wish list.
Instead of having the full-day program, if we could institute busing and keep a half-day program.
Asfori says that would solve families' transportation issues and serve more kids than a single full-day option. In the meantime, Ray says for her, preschool is worth the sacrifice.
You don't eat out as much. You just pack a lunch if you go somewhere. And, you know, they're my kids. You want the best for them.
New York approved a second round of the grants this year. Schools that can manage it will submit applications in a few months. I'm Solveig Wastvedt for WRVO News.